Everyday relationships, real life, real talk. Find the whole conversation and more at myfaithradio.com.
I had a busy schedule to keep as well. And so I thought, what if I just pick one verse? If I just pick one verse and I'll pray that for him. Because I would love to say I was going to be able to sit down and have an hour-long quiet time. It never happened. I just needed to do this wherever I was. So what I did, I took Psalm 46:1, and it talks about how God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. And so I customized that for Roger. I said, God, I need you to be his refuge and his strength right now, because he is exhausted and he is feeling attacked on every side. So he really needed that refuge and he needed that strength. And that even though this is a time of trouble for him, that he feels your presence so fully. And so I took that scripture and I put it on a post-it note next to my coffee maker. And I put it in my rental car. And I put it everywhere so that I could constantly be praying for him. And you know what? He felt those prayers. He, even without me telling him I was praying for him, he said, I know you are praying for me. He goes, I felt such a marked difference. And it doesn't always work like that, but in that circumstance, I knew that my only hope of being able to support him was through prayer.